So it's certainly no surprise to imagine, and think about this now, that former Vice President Dick Cheney is a bit of a skeptic about the Obama administration.
Now he's making some choices that, in my mind, will in fact raise the risk to the American people of another attack.
Dick Cheney talking about choices that President Obama has made on a wide range of issues in one of the interviews that he's done since the election. Since 2001, half of all FBI agents have been assigned to uncovering terrorist attacks in the U.S., and it was unclear how the Obama administration might actually change that focus. But Attorney General Eric Holder is now saying that the FBI will keep counterterrorism as its top priority, even in the face of mortgage fraud and the deadly drug war on the Mexican border. This comes in a report today in the New York Times that was co-written by David Johnston, who joins us now from Washington, D.C. David, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Good to be here.
This seems to be a really important story that I think could conceivably get lost in the sauce with all the other news that's going on. Explain why Americans should really be concerned about this maintaining the focus on counterterrorism in both the FBI and the Department of Justice.
Well, what you have is that looking at the FBI, an agency that has two main functions. One is traditional law enforcement, sort of the usual cops and robbers chasing bad guys and kidnappers and the drug dealers. The other half of the FBI deals with counterterrorism and counterespionage, chasing spies. And after 9/11, when the FBI came under heavy criticism for failing to detect the plot, the FBI moved thousands of agents, nearly 2,000 agents, from the criminal side over to this counterterrorism side, and it has kept them there. Over those years, there have been some people who have said, we have a better handle on the threat, and it's at a level that we can handle without that many agents. But the fear and the political fear from based on comments like those from former Vice President Cheney is that that they have not been willing or able to move agents back into the criminal side. And now, with a very loud furor of about the need for more resources on the southern border and to cope with the economic collapse, the pressure is really on the Justice Department and on the FBI and on the Obama administration to try to correct that balance.
Is there a fundamental incompatibility with the skill set of prevention in a counterterrorism mission versus evidence gathering in a criminal prosecution mission?
Well, the FBI will say no, that basically going out, hitting the streets and getting information is the same to combat a La Cosa Nostra case, or as it would be in trying to ferret out what's going on with Al-Qaeda in the United States. There are others who say that the level of knowledge, the kind of language skills, the understanding of kind of culture and demographics is very different. But so it may not be the agents are not perhaps as fungible as those who are managing them would like to think.
Is this partly what your story is about, the outline of a potential clash between the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security on this issue of how to defend America from another terrorist attack?
I think what you're seeing is that the Justice Department, which is the agency that supervises the FBI, would, in a sense, like to leave the border enforcement issues to Homeland Security, and Homeland, to some degree, would be willing and happy to have that mission. But I think the clamor to send in all resources in the government is becoming so intense that the FBI can't escape demands, and the Justice Department can't escape the pressure to come in and do something about this problem. It's, after all, the FBI is the country's best-known law enforcement agency, and when there's a criminal justice problem, it always is under pressure to do something about it.
David Johnston, if I put my cynic hat on, which most listeners say I never take off anyway, how are we to evaluate whether this is Eric Holder grabbing the sexiest issue, the counterterrorism issue, to maintain the visibility and profile in the bureaucracy of his agency?
Well, I think what you're seeing is a new attorney general coming in and really getting his sort of feet wet in all of the problems that he's confronting. Eric Holder is no stranger to the Justice Department. He was the Deputy Attorney General, and he's been a prosecutor for many years. His period prior to this at the Justice Department was largely in a period when counterterrorism was not nearly as large an issue as it is today. He is really, I think, far more comfortable in a traditional law enforcement prosecutorial kind of role. So he's feeling his way along here. What I think you're seeing is more a political concern that the Justice Department does not want to seem or be accused.
They don't want to get left behind. Yeah.
They don't want to be accused of being
weak. All right. Last seconds. David Johnston, The Evolution of Eric Holder. It's a great story. Pick up the New York Times and read it. David Johnston, New York Times Justice Department correspondent. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.